All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday here at PAX West, and it is a big one, literally and figuratively. We're standing next to a 16-foot Tyrannosaurus, and that would give everyone that we are at the ARC booth, and I am standing with...
Cade Hendricks. I am the Senior Technical and Gameplay Designer for ARC and for Scorched Earth.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit more about Scorched Earth.
Absolutely. So Scorched Earth is a huge desert expansion for the base game of ARC. This is a 12 or 13 new creatures, 60 or so new items, a bunch of new environmental effects, a bunch of new beautiful caves that our level designers have poured tons of hours into. We've got a new boss for you to fight. We've got a whole bunch of really cool new skins for your equipment. We've got cluster grenades and homing rockets, and we've got huge tameable mantises that you can equip with weapons and ride into battle. We've got wyverns of three different elemental types who shoot fire, lightning, and poison. We've got gigantic rock golems for laying siege to your enemy's cities. We've put a huge amount of work into making sure that this was an incredibly polished and incredibly enjoyable experience.
How long has the expansion been in development?
So the expansion was in development with an external team for quite a while, actually. They did most of kind of like the groundwork for it, and then we got a hold of it probably a little bit late July, and so we worked on it after that just to kind of give it the little bit of polish that it needed to kind of come out and be as bright and shiny as we wanted it to be. So it wasn't really like a burden on development or anything like that. We just had somebody else work on it, and we have a whole other team who actually worked on it, and we took it once they were kind of done with it and gave it the wild card polish.
So that would be probably why there's a paid expansion for a game that's still not officially released. It's still in early access, if I'm correct.
So it's really interesting because we have done a lot of weird stuff with this game, not just in terms of business practice, like making all of our server stuff totally available to anybody who wants it. You can play the game in pretty much every mode that has ever existed for playing the game. You can play it LAN, you can play it single player, you can play it online, you can host your own servers, you can do whatever you want. We had this done, and so we put it out there, and we have always had plans to have these expansions that are going to go out, and because this is so big and because so much love went into this, we couldn't just sit on it. It wouldn't have really been fair to the fans who we're constantly updating the game, we're constantly giving them new things. We've put more into the base game than most games ever get. There are over 100 dinos, there are hundreds and hundreds of items, like we've gone crazy with it. We didn't really want to just sit on it. And so we put it out there, and this is something that nobody's ever done before, and we know very well that we don't really do microtransactions or anything like that. We did Survival of the Fittest. We found out that we're not good at that kind of like monetization through free-to-play, anything like that. We can't do it. We tried. We sucked. We're done with it. We're not going to try to do this. So an expansion pack, and we hope people enjoy it.
I certainly hope so. It looks amazing. Does it include the original content, or is it all its own separate entity?
So the expansion has, it's all kind of self-contained, but if you own a server, all of like all of the items, all the dinos, all that kind of stuff from the main game, you can use console commands to put them in, you can use mods to put them in. You actually have access to all of the Scorched Earth content, even if you don't own it, except for the map. You could go into single player on a game without owning the expansion and just cheat yourself in any of the creatures, any of the items from Scorched Earth and play around with them. If you're a server owner, you could absolutely do that. You could make a big base that was just full of all the stuff from Scorched Earth and put it somewhere, and all your players could go there on the island and mess with all of that stuff. We tried to be as liberal as possible about making sure we weren't gating this content to people who didn't own the expansion.
Very cool. So what is next on the horizon for ARC?
So we've got a number of interesting things coming up that I can't talk about. I do know that we are going to be integrating a lot of the lore pieces that we've been working on. We've actually had a writer for probably the last 3 or 4 months who has been working on a huge amount of lore for the game, and we really, really want to get that integrated as soon as possible. It's going to come with some rather large map changes to the original island. We're going to be putting in like a bunch of ruins and the ability to collect this lore from these ruins that are spread out all over the actual base island. So we're going to just be going back to work on the base game is exactly what's going to happen. Obviously, we're still going to pay attention to Scorched Earth and make sure that any bugs and stuff like that gets fixed. But it's a very symbiotic relationship, because anything we learn, anything we fix, anything we repair about the expansion or the base game, they're cross-compatible. It's not like we have to treat them as separate entities. In our code base, they're all the same, because it's the same game. It's just a different map, different items. They all work together, though, so, yeah.
Wonderful. Now for a little bit of a personal question, what is your favorite dinosaur?
My favorite dinosaur has changed over time. Originally, it would have been the dodo, because when we actually first released the game, I did the voices for the dodo, and it was literally just my best imitation of a turkey gobble, and that's what it was. It changed over time. I was really, really a huge fan of the T-Rex when we got him all up and working and beautiful, and we had albino Rexes and stuff like that. Now, however, Scorched Earth has introduced me to a new creature who, if you haven't seen it yet, you absolutely should. They are the desert jerboas. They are tiny little fuzzy, almost like fennec fox type creatures. You can put them on your shoulder and carry them around with you. You can put adorable hats on them. They are cute and they have a really, really cool ability. So on Scorched Earth, there are these huge weather effects that will come through and cause drastic changes to kind of how you are playing at the moment. There's a massive sandstorm that swoops through that blinds you essentially. You're in the middle of a sandstorm. You can't see anything. It drains your stamina over time. It slows you down. It even slowly adds sand to your inventory because you're in a sandstorm and sand's getting everywhere. We've got a huge electrical storm that can swoop through, and anything that's caught inside this electrical storm that is technological is disabled. So generators, turrets, advanced weaponry, all that kind of stuff gets disabled if you're in this electrical storm. There is a like a super heat, kind of like in Survival of the Fittest, but this is really, really oppressive because you're already in a hot desert that if you do not find either water to be in or shelter from a cave or an adobe structure, it will really do a lot of damage to you. But the jerboas have these cute little dances that they do. And so they can predict these weather effects up to 3 minutes before they happen. The jerboa will do a little dance based on what the weather effect is that's going to be coming up. They've got a unique one for all four of the different environmental effects that we have, and they make a cute little sound. And so we wanted to make a creature that you always wanted to have with you. Not just because it's cute, not just because you can put silly hats on it, but because it had some sort of gameplay mechanic that was actually engaging and interesting. And so this tiny little fuzzy animal that you are carrying around with you can actually be kind of the catalyst to instantiating a siege against an enemy, because you are out near an enemy base and you've got some of your dinos with you and you know there's an electrical storm rolling in. This gives you 3 minutes to decide whether or not, after those 3 minutes are up, you want to go attack that base, because maybe it was defended by turrets and all sorts of other things. Now it's going to have all of that stuff disabled, and you're going to have a much easier time attacking your enemy. Maybe you want to wait for a sandstorm to roll up and go C4 the heck out of the walls of their base, or throw cluster grenades over under the cover of the sandstorm, and nobody's going to really be able to see you because there's a sandstorm going on. And so this little tiny creature can kind of catalyze all of these interesting PvP moments, and I really love him to death for it.
A tiny, adorable weather station.
Exactly.
So is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners today?
Yes, I'm going to be a shill for my company and say that you can pick up Scorched Earth on PC. It's on Steam right now. It's available on Xbox. we put a lot of love into it, so please play it because we love you.
Thank you so very much. Once again, I'm DJ Dagroth for Newton Radio, and we've been talking to
Kate Hendricks, and I am the Senior Technical and Gameplay Designer.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.